be back in session. BOE 158, Mr. Huffman.
He said 158. I don't see 158.
Well, we're doing Huffman.
Hey, Eric. This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
What's going on?
Not too much. Just doing the same thing. All right. From what I can gather, and the assessor will have a chance to respond, of course, too, but they did go back out. They found a couple things they hadn't included before, such as a bathroom and a basement and something else. But nonetheless, with the percentage drop, I think your card said something like 690 was appraised value. The appraised value now that they have actually did drop, even though they added those things, down to 647,921. I don't know if that solves your problem or if there's more that we want to consider. If you found any comps, we're happy to do whatever you need.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Regarding the bathroom and downstairs, so I guess I'm confused. The plans didn't change, and then the size was obviously different.
I'll let the assessor's office respond.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
So with the information you gave us, we hadn't put your fireplace in. We hadn't put in a bathroom. There's a couple things that changed, but then, again, in the overall, it built out based on your measurements on our sketch to give you an appraised value of
$647,921. Well, my question still is how the size, I mean, we're talking close to 700 square foot difference. So
well, we've
that's
got
obviously
you,
more important than a fireplace and a bathroom.
We still have your base area, or we do have it at 3858, and your adjusted area is 6048.
Does that sound right?
No, that's what I'm saying on those plans. I mean, I built it's 2835 is the base, and then 2500 is the basement.
Well, like I said, he checked your plans.
Excuse me.
And he said on yours it didn't count in the basement. So I
can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said the appraiser went out. He checked your plans and he said that you didn't have the basement in your numbers.
Huh?
I don't know. He's not here today. He's
the basement.
Right. So, again, the plans you gave us, he went in and checked all the numbers from those, but it didn't show the basement. And then you told us that 314 square feet of the basement was unfinished, right?
Right. But
it was the same as the upper level, and
like
that's where we came up with our numbers, so. I can have
right, and that's not what it is. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
does he have an appraisal?
I built it. I know what it is. You know, so I mean, I'd be happy to be in there and measure again. I mean, I know exactly what it is up and down.
Eric, do you have the actual appraisal on it or anything like that that we could look at the number?
Okay.
Oh gosh. The square footage or whatever.
In other words, I mean that might help the solve. I mean, it sounds like to me we got a square footage debate here that should be easily resolved.
Yeah, it's really easy. I'm a building construction loan a couple years ago. Let me see if I can hunt that down. But
well, that just might be something you could do. Do you want to call in? Is there somebody you can talk to if we put him on one more time?
Yeah, Randy's here.
Okay, we can call Randy and have him. He's the one who did this, so.
Yeah, he's in the office.
Okay. Do you want to have Randy get a hold of Mr. Huffman, or do you want Mr. Huffman to call you? How do you want to do that?
Let's have Randy call Eric Hutton.
Okay, Randy from the assessor's office is going to call you. I think what I'm going to do is, and I assume that's not going to be today.
It should be today.
Okay. If we get, he's going to call you. If you guys can get to an agreement today, we'll try to get this done. If not, can always move it if you guys need a little bit more time. But if the balls were off right now as a square footage amount, I think we'll just wait on it for a minute. But anyway, we'll see if he can get with you, and we'll call you back here in a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. BOE 531 on page 4.
The walls, because we don't go inside.
Hi, Susan. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know you were on the docket for a little earlier. Is now a good time?
Yes. And if the call drops, please call me back. And I have a little issue with reception on my cell phone.
That's fine. Is this a nightly rental property, or is this just evaluation?
No. This is the one that was landlocked by our...
This is the landlocked.
This is the landlocked.
Yeah, the landlocked valley with... bunch of rocks.
Gotcha. All right. This is, I remember this one now. Okay.
Yeah. Could you?
All right. I hate to do this, but I still want to ask, I still want to do a little bit more research and ask the tax commission a couple of questions, if that's okay. Agreeable with you guys. Susan, I hate to do this to you again. I should have realize that's what this was. I've had a conversation with the State Tax Commission appraisers. I want to do a little bit more research on this issue and get back with you, because I want to. It seems to me that it's a little unclear how we treat this property, and I'm trying to get some clarity.
Okay. Because we can't treat it as, you know, something with a school district, because it doesn't even apply, right?
Well,
I mean, this is...
Well, I understand, but that again is the lower end value of that land study, and I mean, the land study is something that can be done, at least in the Missouri Appraiser's Manual. They can do that kind of thing and try to give an average so that they treat everybody the same. It's just a question of, in your particular circumstances, what we can do on that property, given its potential inability to sell as it is right now. And those are the things that I want to look at.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate that. And also, you know, you had mentioned the electric lines. I want to make sure that you guys are clear that these are the super high voltage big electrical scaffolding. This is not a wooden, like, electrical pole in your backyard.
No, we understand what they are.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we understand.
Well, had a chance to see those, or if any of the satellite images were shown.
You know, if she sent us pictures of the dead cows, would that give us, would it give her productivity? At the bottom of the cliff.
Only if there's a barbecue.
Yeah, I can ask my brother if he's
No, we really don't want to see those. I thought it was funny, and one of our board members has shared that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so bad. Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to... What's Empire's Day? Is that Thursday?
Thursday.
I'd like to put her on Thursday, because I think... I'm thinking we're going to get a resolution on that, but I may be wrong. We're going to put you Thursday afternoon. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hang on one sec. Let me look. Right, hold on.
What is
today?
Let me
go to my calendar. I'm some other kind. Yeah, Thursday 24 is fine.
Okay, we're going to put you at 1. It'll be sometime that afternoon. Okay?
Okay, 1. Got it. All right.
But I mean, it may be like now, it may be 3:30 in the afternoon before we get to you, but okay?
Right, I understand. I'll block the time.
Well, I don't want you to block it just for us. I'm just letting you know we may call. I don't know that there's a lot more to add. I just want to make sure that I have time to, you know, share with the group what I found out. Okay?
Yes, right. Like you can find some sort of avenue that for characterizing it, you know, that works with the statute and all that, that works, that's fair. I appreciate your taking the diligence on it.
All right, as to BOE number 531, I'll make a motion to table it again until July 24th at 1.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor? Aye. All right. Motion passes. We'll talk to you again next on Thursday afternoon, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm going to try BOE 391 again, Point Escapes.
Been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 417-894-3878 is not available.
Is this an only one?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We'd like to get a hold of you before we make some decisions to ask some questions. But if not, I suppose we can rule if we can't get a hold of you. But if you would call back into the clerk's office, we would appreciate it. Thank you. That may just be, I mean, if they're the only ones on that one. Then
yep, just the one.
We could probably make that motion. All right. It looks like we're on page 9.
Yes.
BOE 412.
Yep.
Have any other?
No.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time? Okay. You're kind of cutting in and out a little bit, but I just wanted to verify a couple things. Does the LLC or any of the owners of the LLC own any other rental property in Taney County?
No.
Okay. And this is in a nightly rental program?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing is on the first one, if you just have one in Taney County, we'll give you a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use. And you guys watch that, Mike. Yeah, Larry, thank you. And if there's any other ones acquired by the LLC or the owners of the LLC, then those would be 100% commercial in Taney County.
Now, it's my understanding that it should be residential.
Okay. There are, and we've dealt with this issue for the last 4 or 5 years, and back in 4 years ago, we made this rule that basically if you have one nightly rental property, we'll give you a break on that first one because we assume that you have personal use as well
right.
on the property. But if you acquire any other ones in Taney County, if you acquire them elsewhere, it doesn't make any difference, but if they're in Taney County, we assume it's an ongoing business. And the rest of them would be 100% commercial. But we have, that's how we've traditionally done it. There are a lot of counties that do, if you have any in a nightly rental program, they'll classify them as 100% commercial. Some places are classifying them as residential. It just depends. But the State Tax Commission at this point has at least upheld our approach to it as reasonable. So that's what we've been doing here in Taney County.